Welcome to everyone onto the Euralo November monthly call on November the 20th. Sorry, on Tuesday, November the 20th. On today's call, we have Wolf Ludwig, Cyranoush Vardanyan, Adela Danciu, Yulia Moronet, Narin Kachatryan, Oksana Priotko, Roberto Gaetano, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Uriel Antipuro, apologies noted from Christopher Wilkinson, Sandra Hoferichter, Phil Drake, Lutz Donahacke, and Manuel Schneider. From staff we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could just please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gisela, for this roll call. And let me just add, among the people who sent their apologies for tonight, that Manuel Schneider announced. Manuel Schneider is representing Wikimedia Switzerland and is also in close contact with one of our latest member ALSs with Wikimedia Austria, and he indicated today by a private mail that he has changed his regular schedules, what made him occupied for our monthly calls over the last 2 weeks, and he will join us soon again starting from December this year, I guess, and I'm looking forward to have Manuel more frequently at our calls again. I have to approve. Sebastian.
Yeah, it was just to say that I am online too, and to add me on the roll call, please.
Okay. Please, Gisela, add Sebastian amongst participants, and as always, you are welcome, Sebastian. Thanks for joining us. Let me continue with the standing issues, agenda item 2, review of the action items from our last monthly calls from September 18th. What was action item A? Action item 1, Heidi to follow up with the Slovenian and Greek ALS that was among remobilizing our existing ALSs. This will be part of our agenda item planning for the next year, so we can come back to this, what is an important issue by itself. The next action item was Euralo to start planning the next General Assembly at the end of the year. This has already started by a sort of a master plan I drafted for the next year, and particularly pointed at our next General Assembly in June in Lisbon. We will discuss later again, and Wolf to send email referring working group participation. This was accomplished immediately after our last monthly call in September. If no questions or comments for our action items from September are raised, I will continue with the subsequent point, what will be, as usual, the briefing on current ELEC consultation and initiatives, materials for public comments, and as every month and every year, this is Olivier's part. And Olivier will give us this briefing. Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier for the transcript. I'm not sure. Can you hear me well?
Yes, you yep. could be a little bit louder.
Okay. I'm in a hotel
room. It's better
so
now.
I don't want to tell. Is that better? Okay.
This is better,
turn
yes.
the microphone a little bit. Okay. So we have a number of recently approved daylight statements that you will see on the agenda page. I'll quickly rate through them. There's quite a large number of them for the past 2 months or so. The first one is the community input draft for the 2013-2016 strategic plan. That was approved, and I do have to take this opportunity to remind everyone that these that this work is done primarily by the Finance and Budget Subcommittee of at large, and I invite all those who are interested in being in this subcommittee to take part in it. Tijani has been holding the flag for a while with very little help, unfortunately, because we've had so much work, so much other work to do. And so any of you that are interested both in the finance side of things but also in the strategic part of things are very encouraged to join. And if they want, they can drop you a note if they would like to join, and we will add them. Next, the views of a drawing for prioritizing new GTLD applications. We, as you know, ICANN came up with another idea than using the previous item which they had started for prioritizing the applications. The draw is a case of a lottery where participants purchase tickets, etc. What we basically said there was to make sure that IDNs and applications from developing countries would be given priority in being launched. There are not many of them, and it's only fair for them to come to the front of the queue because there's so few of them to start with. Proposed bylaw amendments to align board terms. Again, there was very short message saying that we agree with this. This is just a system where the board terms are not staggered and everything is better synchronized. So that was approved as well on the 8th of November. The draft recommendations for the overall policy for the selection of IDNC CTLDs, again, one statement which was drafted by our IDN, Internationalized Domain Name Working Group. Very good work. And so that was approved as well. Then the trademark clearinghouse document. Now, this is an ongoing story because the trademark clearinghouse was found to be too expensive to implement by ICANN staff. And so a number of changes have had to be made to the trademark clearinghouse. And in fact, there was a meeting earlier last week that was meant to deal solely with implementation issues, but in fact, it also looked at the policy again. You might have seen some of the updates from Alan Greenberg on this. And I do have to thank, put it to the record, and thank Evan Leibovich and Alan Greenberg for sitting through, I think it was a 12-hour call, which, wow. You think, the one-hour call of Uralo is terrible and time-consuming. Imagine sitting through 12 hours of this. Next, the ALAC statement on the community input and advice process, let me just check on this because I'm not even sure what happened to this. It doesn't stay on there. So yeah, so here we go. We have a statement also which was voted for with 11 votes for and one abstention. That statement was primarily with finding out improving the community input and advice process. And then the R3 was.
Hello.
The Future Challenges Working Group. This white paper, if you have not read it, is pretty basically a discussion paper to start off a discussion throughout ICANN, and that is basically looking at a way to improve ICANN, maybe change the structure of it, etc. There will soon be a consultation, an ICANN-wide consultation launched shortly. So you will see that come up in the news again.
Olivia.
And then move on to the statement. Heidi?
Yeah. Yes, this is Heidi. Just quickly, that public comment is going to be launched today, later today, and that's only the second ALAC statement that has ever gone out for a public comment. So that's really something. Thank you.
Super. Thank you very much for this update, Heidi. And I have noticed, Wolf, that I should try and make my mic louder. I've now changed the direction of it, so I hope you can hear me better. The statement's currently being developed, of course. We've done many, but we have some more if we want to break all records this year. Not that we want to make more, but there are just so many things to comment on. The ICANN Consolidated Meeting Strategy Proposal is a proposal by the team that deals with finding locations for meetings to try and consolidate those locations, because it is hard to find suitable locations as the meeting size is getting larger and larger. It is hard to find suitable locations in some parts of the world. So the way that it's been redesigned is to have the first and the second meeting of the year allocated to Europe and Asia Pacific, and the third meeting of the year being rotated between Africa, Latin America, Caribbean, and North America. The response which was given was one of cautious, although we do frown at the fact that Latin America, Caribbean, and Africa and North America would be shortchanged in this. Actually, this is only for the next 3 weeks, three months. Can you just hold on one second? Sorry, I have someone at the door. Hulk, can I just pass the microphone back to you for a second?
Yes, okay, pass it back and open your door.
Okay,
hoping somebody,
the door, so I can
somebody enjoyable is joining you.
No, it's my food.
Okay. That's even better.
I've just ordered room service, and it's very quick efficiency.
Okay, great.
So, with regards to the meetings, consolidated meeting strategy, what's basically happened is that only North America and Africa would be losing a meeting in the next 3 years, because they are looking specifically at the next 3 years. Latin America and Caribbean would still be okay. It would have, it's one meeting that it was going to have anyway, so it wouldn't be losing on this. As I said, we understand the fact that it is difficult to find some locations in some parts of the world. So we'll just have to keep a watch over this one, and I gather that I think that Lacarallo is issuing a separate statement. But as far as Europe is concerned, it's going to bring more meetings to Europe, because we'll have at least one every year. And next one, the Aperello statement on prioritization of IBM GTLD applications and the new GTLD program. I'm not quite sure why this is in the agenda, because that's an Aperello statement, so we'll keep that on the side. So this is one, I think the ALAC had a statement a while ago, and this one is still lingering behind. The IBM Variant TLD program, so many here. IBM Variant TLD program, interim report examining the user experience implications of active variant TLDs. Now, Edmund Chung, our chair of the IBM Working Group, is going to write a draft statement, and you will soon be able to read it, I understand, in the next couple of days. I know that the comment period closes on the 22nd of November, but we'll probably file this a little bit late during the reply period. Of course, I have to thank all of the people who have taken part in the IDN, so Internationalized Domain Name Variant Program, who are still involved in this program. I know that in Europe we have Oksana, who has been very active. For all the Cyrillic character sets. I'm sorry if I missed anyone else, but it's been a very, very good show from many members of at large in this working group. The expired registration recovery policy. Now, this is actually an implementation side of the post-expiry domain name resolution working group, which was a cross-community working group that Alan Greenberg actually chaired. And it took several years to reach a point of equilibrium between the needs and requirements of registrars, registries, and the rest of the community. Now that we are at implementation stage, there might be a couple more things to check on. Originally, we were not going to draft a statement because no other statements had been drafted by anyone else. I understand that someone has drafted a statement from the registrar by inquiring about one point, and Alan Greenberg, knowing the subject extremely well, is now suggesting that we might wish to respond to this. There is an executive committee conference call taking place tomorrow, and we'll probably decide to draft something short and sweet to make sure that our point of view is known on this. The IBM variant TLD program procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect to IDNA labels, and that was quite a mouthful. Again, here, Edmund Chung in our IDN working group will be able to let us know shortly if a statement is necessary. Then I see with shock that there are more underneath there. The apparently open policy forums, the proposed modification of GNSO PDP, which is Policy Development Process Manual, to address the suspension of a policy development process. Now, that's a very GNSO thing, quite technical in nature. I gathered that Alan, who is our GNSO liaison, will be able to let us know if something is required there. But as in prior times when we are looking at procedural GNSO work, we often try to avoid interfering in the GNSO's work, primarily for political reasons. They know better what they need for their own tool. And I gather we would probably not want others letting ALAC what to do. We probably know better what to do in our own house. Inter-registrar transfer policy, part C, policy development process, recommendations for board consideration. We have decided in the last ALAC call, or I think it might have been in Toronto, not to produce a statement. It's again one of these highly technical things, technical as in with legal and procedures, etc. Expert recommended improvements to ICANN's accountability structures. We had produced statements in the past to improve ICANN's accountability. There, I think, short of saying, yes, fine, we agree, we decided not to draft a statement with so many other statements in the pipeline. Application for the new GNSO constituency candidate, the public internet access cyber cafe ecosystem. Now, I have asked around if anybody wanted to draft a statement on this one. This is for the creation of a new cyber cafe public internet access constituency in the GNSO. Again, highly political. Not quite sure what you would gain from this. It really is down to the people already in the GNSO, the other constituencies, to decide on whether they would like this one to be created or not. And then finally, the preliminary issue report on the inter-registrar transfer policy, RRTP Part D. Again, very technical. The comment period closes a while from now. We will ask Alan Greenberg yet again whether that something is required in this, but I have a hunch that it probably is not, except if something really stands out that we need to speak out against or for. And that concludes all of the work at the moment. I just remind you all that with regards to drafting statements, you don't need to be an ALAC member. It could be anyone from an at-large structure. And, you know, it's a lot of work, as you will see. So volunteers are always welcome to hold the pen. And, of course, if you hold the pen, you can draft the first statement, and you'll get a lot of help from all of us who have been holding the pen on several occasions, if you do need the help. And with this, I pass the floor back to you, Rolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for your briefing and all your elaborations. If I haven't misunderstood, I saw Sebastian's hand raised. Already, and I give the floor to Sebastian.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Sebastian. Just to say few words about the consolidated meeting strategy. What it's proposed today, and it was commented, we can't say that it will be the policy who will be adopted or the implementation who will be adopted. We are the PPC and the board will work on the comments, and just to let you know that don't take as a done deal what is inside this proposal. It's important not to have too much inference that it will be the final decision. And the second point I wanted to raise, it's something quite new. It's a decision taken by the board about the WIS review team report. But more importantly, I will say for at large, is that we suggest to open a new cycle of discussion work on what is the need and how WIS could be replaced by directory services for GLD. And that's something very important for at-large to be involved at one stage or the other. For the moment, it's in the end of the CEO, but it will come one day to the general participant, and then it will be a good time to be involved. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for your additional comments. I've just another question regarding point B1, ICANN consolidated meeting strategy proposal, what you just referred to, Sebastian. And just a question for the planning state at the moment. Will there be any consequences for the European region as far as frequencies of meetings are concerned?
May I answer this, Wolf? Olivier?
Yes, either Olivier or Sebastian, yes, please.
Well, I've done the calculations and looked at it. It's Olivier for the transcript. With regards to the Europeans, because the first meeting of every year will take place in Europe, we are actually going to have more meetings than if you apply the strict rotation. There would be at least one meeting of in the Uralo region per annum. So it's actually more positive for Europe. For the next 3 years, it's looking at the next 3 years, Africa would stand to lose one meeting. North America would stand to lose one meeting. Latin America already, if you looked at the strict rotation system, would only have one meeting anyway in those next 3 years. Not the next 3 years, sorry, the year 14, 15, and 16. So Latin America would not lose anything, any meeting, and Asia would of course gain meetings because they would be they would have one meeting every year as well. Asia Pacific, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for this additional clarification. That actually, according to the preliminary planning, what is not confirmed yet. As Sebastian told us, we would more or less benefit from this change compared to Africa and Asia Pacific. Are there any further questions regarding agenda item 3? And I see Sebastian has raised his hand again. Please.
Wolf, it's Olivier. I just need to correct you. It's compared to Africa and North America.
It's North America, yes. Sorry. Yes. It's Africa and North America, not Asia-Pacific. Thanks, Olivier, for this clarification. Okay.
It's Sebastian again. Just to insist that it is the current proposal on the table, and I can't say anything. But we are working on that, and at the level of the PPC, and then we will work on that at the level of the board. And I have doubt that this proposal will go like that straight to the end. Then don't make any assumption of what will happen. I will say the year 2 and the year 3 of this proposal.
Okay.
But as I'm recorded, I can't say anything else more on that. It's also important to see that we will come to a proposal to open a dialogue within the constituency or within LICAN participants to decide not just of the place of the meeting but the layout of the meeting for the next year, and then all that is taken into account in our discussion today. And I have a question somewhere on the chat or private chat, but it was only a 3-year proposal because parallel to that, we wanted to have, and we still want to have, a community working group to work on the organization for the next year. And maybe it will not be for the year 4, 5, 6, but it will be earlier. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot for this additional remarks and clarifications. And we understood it well, that this is, everything is preliminary and needs to be decided afterwards. Are there any further questions from your side, remarks regarding this agenda item 3? I see no hands raised in the Adobe Connect. If there are no remarks, questions, or whatsoever regarding this agenda item, let me suggest to continue with our agenda item 4, what is briefing from the Toronto meeting and the recent IGF in Baku. And as far as I could recapitulate from the participants at our tonight's call, there were at least 4 people present in Toronto or in Baku. There was Siranush, who intended to go to Toronto, but was not allowed due to some visa difficulties. And I've seen Oksana, who has made already some remarks in the chat. So first of all, let me suggest to continue what was, to my perception, a major problem regarding the Toronto meeting. And for the case of Armenia was still a case for the IGF, because potential participants from Armenia wouldn't have got any visa for attending the IGF in Azerbaijan. So Oksana, you would like to say something about the visa problems for Toronto, and afterwards perhaps Siranush regarding Baku. please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, great. Really, I continue to discuss visa issues in Baku with Canadian CCTLD representative, unfortunately, I don't remember his name. He says that he received unofficial information that three visa refugees were unjust. It was unfair not to give visa to them, but he did not remember surnames of such persons. We have to follow this issue, and he said that there were some problems with dates of application, so any formal justification could be fined to justify visa refusal. But, for example, the son of one Russian representative gave his passport to Canadian embassy in Moscow and did not receive it back until Baku. I don't know about any follow procedure. So we have to follow this issue, and we have to collect all information on this issue, not only regarding the members of any ICANN constituency, but regarding the family members.
Okay, thanks a lot, Oksana, for this additional information. Siranush, from your part on point of view, you would like to add something?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yes, please.
You all know that people from Armenia were not able to go to Baku for IGF, and we had a real issue for the first day to even follow remotely. So we just had, simply we didn't have the opportunity for remote participation even, because there were neither web broadcasting nor transcripts of the sessions, and workshops had been available, they were not available to us. So there were several people here who were arguing, and we had working group here, and Narine, led by Narine, who sent the statement of our working group, raising the issue that we even cannot follow the remotely, but it was good, and then we expressed the gratitude to Secretariat and remote participation team. They at least did something and took measures for responding to our statement, and on the second day and third day we at least could follow remotely. It was really difficult. I even did some presentation, brief, but with a lot of problems because the video was, the sound was doubling, so that has solved problems. We could follow a little bit the works of IGF in Baku, so hopefully the location for future will be selected in accordance. And Toronto, you know all the issues, so hopefully everything will be settled for Beijing. That's all.
Okay, thanks a lot for your briefing, Siranush. I saw Adela's hand raised and yours. Please, Adela, first, you have the floor. Hello, Adela, can you hear us?
Sorry, it must have been a mistake. I haven't raised my hand, but I had some problems with the computer, so I had to restart. So please go ahead.
Okay, so I will give the floor to Jure. Jure? Are you muted?
I'm not. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, yes. So this is about visa problems in Toronto. And I'm sorry to say that the when I chaired the my first meeting of the NOMCOM, there were three people absent who, due to visa problems, and that they were all ALAC representatives, that is Shiranus, Veronica, and Mohamed Bashir from Sudan. And I think that I would propose actually some sort of demarche from ALAC to ICANN to the effect that when ICANN agrees with host countries, potential host countries, about the meetings, that the host countries are made to promise that they do their utmost on the level of ministries of foreign affairs to actually to get access and visas to at least those participants of the ICANN meetings who have official business to do there, like, for instance, members of the nominating committee. Of course, I mean, if we have three people, we're missing three people from NOMCOM, that is certainly a problem for the balance on that committee. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jure, for this additional information. Let me put your question or your proposal forward to Olivier, being the chair of ALEC, whether you see any possibility, and I see already his confirmation that it might be useful or helpful to send an official demarche from ALEC to ICANN. We discussed this kind of issues already on the juridic level, where we said we will make it part of the host country agreement with any new host, that we need assistance from the host country for any kind of visa formalization as far as it is needed. And this could be also a useful procedure for ICANN as well. I saw Olivier's hand raised and Sebastian. Olivier, first, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier for the transcript. Very good point, Euro. And if there is an interest from Euralo, I would suggest that you send the suggestion over to the ALAC list. I think you will get support all around. The next step is really to appoint someone as the pen holder. So if there are any volunteers for this.
Well, I guess this is Yrjö for the record. I could volunteer because I read the question.
Okay, this could be a first step, and then to be handed over to Alec to be followed up. Sebastian, you have raised your hand as well.
Yes, please, Sebastian. Just to say that it will be very welcome if you can write something, but just to be sure that both the PPC and the senior staff engaged in the future meeting are already taking that very seriously, and we start to work before the end of the meeting in Toronto about Beijing, to be sure that we will not get any trouble on that, and you will see quite quickly some already step further on that. For example, ICANN staff will start well in advance, and then prior to the current way it was done, work on the issue of the visa for participants. Then your paper will be welcome, but just to be sure, I want to ensure you that we are taking that very seriously. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for this additional information. And as far as I could see from the chat room, there was plenty of approval for Jure's proposal to make an official demarche on behalf of Alec. If there are no further comments, we are slowly by slowly running short of time. If there are no further comments and remarks for the visa issue, just to accomplish this agenda item, I think besides the known visa problems, Toronto was a productive a meeting with a lot of good outcomes. I followed most of the ALEC meetings, and I think we have done some good work over there. I cannot unfortunately stay the same in my conclusions on the IGF in Baku. To my personal experience, it was the worst IGF conducted so far, with a lot of serious problems like internet connectivity, even for participants on the spot, what Sirondo said before, I cannot judge from the remote participation, but I can imagine that there have been some access problems as well. But even for people on the spot, most of the time I had no internet connectivity at all. So I couldn't, as I usually did, do my mails in between, etc. And from an organizational point of view, there were a lot of very serious shortcomings. On the content side, I've attended a lot of good meetings organized by at large members as well from the Uralo level. It was Julia who has organized a workshop on vulnerable groups that was well attended and was a very productive meeting, and there were plenty of other ALEC-based or ALEC-organized meetings as well. And there was a very good representation from the ICANN community. ICANN had a booth in Baku, which was managed by Matt. And from this point of view, in the whole surroundings, there were a few highlights, but this was not due to the host country and to the organizers. Are there any additional comments regarding Toronto and Baku? Maybe some who have attended Baku have had some different experience or observations. If there are no comments made, let me suggest to continue with our next agenda item, what is only a short update on the ICANN Academy follow-up from Toronto. Sandra is apologized for tonight's call. It's the birthday of her daughter. And we can make it rather short. There have been two more meetings in Toronto upon the continuation of the ICANN Academy project. There were a lot of additional inputs collected from the broader community. Broader community means beyond ALEC, also from the business constituency, etc. There was a new working group, an enlarged working group created now to follow up on the project proposal until Beijing. And there is still a discussion in the working group whether it is realistic or useful to plan the first pilot for Beijing or probably afterwards. I am not involved in all the details, but the discussion is still continuing, and I'm looking forward to one of our next call where Sandra can brief, give us a short briefing on the continuation and the work to be done at the next opportunity. Are there any further questions? Yes, I see Julia, Julia's hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. Do you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yes, it was actually, thank you, Wolf. It was concerning IGF in Baku. Sorry, I raised my hand later on. I wanted just to say, well, I completely agree with you that there were some logistic problems, well, a number of logistic problems, but still I would like to underline that the level of discussions and the quality of workshop this year during IGF in Baku was very, very high. And it's actually the discussion which is going on between MAG members now that really the discussions and the workshops were well attended. And concerning their presentation of ICANN and at large, I think it's, as you said, it was a big presentation and very active discussions even during the workshops with the participation of at large members. And also from my point of view as a newcomer, like in a physical meetings, ICANN meetings, I had to underline that it was very interesting meeting with the CEO of ICANN and at large members, but maybe Olivier and other members who attended could briefly give some information on this.
Okay, thanks a lot, Julia. I have just one additional question to you. As a matter of fact, you are a MAG member, and I was wondering whether the issue of logistical and organizational shortcomings regarding those countries, if this issue will be raised in one of the next MAG follow-up meetings.
Well, for sure, because it's there is a number. Well, a number of people underline the same. We face all the same problems, like with internet connectivity, with logistic problems. So it will be discussed during the next MAG meeting in February in Paris. It's already under discussion on the MAG list, and it was a spontaneous MAG meeting, an official MAG meeting actually in Baku. So it was already one of the points. But, well, we have to underline as well that the host country, they, well, the second day and the third day, they've done their best in order to solve these problems, even if it was a number of, as I said, logistic problems still going on. And to underline the quality of discussions as well, which is quite important and maybe could balance, you know, the problems, logistic problems we face. So to answer your question, yes, for sure it will be on the agenda.
Okay, thanks a lot. I saw Olivier's hand raised.
Thank you, Wolf. Thanks, Olivier, for the transcript. I've just put a link over to the at-large activities of the IGF in Baku in the Adobe chat room. As you will see on that link, we had a huge number of people from at-large and the different railos that were present locally and that took part not only in the workshops, that the two workshops that we had been allocated funding for. There was one AFRALO workshop and one APRALO workshop that were funded and to send some participants. But as you can see on that page, there were many other workshops which other people from at large had managed to set up. They were, you know, it's really great to see so much of a vibrant community being running so many workshops. The only concern I had, apart from the fact that we didn't have any internet and a few other logistical issues, was that there were 11 workshop rooms plus the main session. Now, I understand that up to 1,500, 1,600, so 1,600 people attended the overall conference. However, I do have concerns about having so many parallel sessions. I have to run between different sessions, missing half of them. And, you know, because, as Julia said, the quality of debate and discussion has really risen this year it was really heartbreaking to have to leave one session because I knew there was something great happening in the session next door. The problem being with the internet, I couldn't actually be in the two sessions at the same time by having one on one ear and one on the other ear. So running around was really hard. And I do hope that in the future, and perhaps Julia can relay this over to the MAG, less parallel sessions so as to be able to have more people in the sessions and be able to have less clashes between the sessions.
If I can maybe just quickly react on what Olivier was saying.
Yes, please.
Actually, it's now under discussion between the MAG members, and it will be raised actually how to better organize workshops, because it's true that we had a number of workshops running on at the same time with the, from time to time, the similar subjects. So how to merge and how to better organize workshops, and specifically how to better organize the main sessions, because it was an issue of this idea from my point of view and the point of view of a number of MAG members, how to relate, to better relate actually main sessions to the workshops and to relate to the main subject of the year. So it will be on the agenda for February, for sure. But I do take your comments, and I will bring these comments from at large community to MAG members and in February.
Okay, thanks a lot, Julia and Olivier, for the additional information. I think we could easily continue with this agenda item to wrap up the last IGF in Baku, not only on logistic and organization, but also on the program level. And I share the impression what was raised already. There was too much overlapping of workshops, et cetera, at the same time, and sometimes missing links to main sessions. And of course, it may not be justified to compare Eurodic with the IGF, which is far more complex. But these are some of our major concerns in our Eurodic program planning, to avoid too much overlapping, to avoid too much parallel sessions, etc. What is partly falling back on the overall event and some frustrations for participants. But I'm confident that the MAG is aware about this issue, and they will analyze and discuss it further at the next IGF consultation in February in Paris, as Julia said already. If there are no further questions, let me continue with our next agenda item, the last one, but what is supposed to be a major one. Due to some time constraints, just let me suggest to have a look on the Uralo Planning 2013. I've drafted a sort of a master plan already, what I would like to submit for discussion at this monthly call and the next one in December. And as you may be aware and recall, I think one of the next challenges Uralo has to face is our next face-to-face General Assembly in Lisbon. As I said at previous calls already, we were lucky for the next year that our project proposal to have a next General Assembly face-to-face again, the first one after March 2009 in Mexico City, was approved by ICANN, and we can count on ICANN support and funding for our members to come to Lisbon and to join us for our next General Assembly at the eve of the upcoming of the next Eurodic 6th and 7th of June in Lisbon. In the eve means the preliminary date for the General Assembly would be in the afternoon of the 5th June. You can more or less know the date already. It's in line with the last two General Assemblies we conducted in Belgrade in 2011. And in Stockholm this year in 2012. Having a face-to-face General Assembly, I can assure you, is much more work for preparation. And as we discussed at various opportunities, one of our key problems at the moment is the lack of participation from our members, and there is an immense challenge for mobilization of our members for next year in Lisbon. And as such a big task for mobilization cannot be done in the course of only a few weeks, we have to start with this planning and mobilization as early as possible. And therefore, I drafted this milestones, how we can handle such a challenge. As you can see from my draft, we have to discuss this master plan now in October, November, until December latest. In December, we should be in a position during our monthly calls to approve this planning or to modify it in between. Any further suggestions are welcome to start with the first circular mail to our members via the list by the end of the year, and to make a first announcement for the next GA in Lisbon. This is meant to be a kind of an early appetizer, and I'm ready to prepare first a draft for this kind of a circular mail to our members, and from the beginning of next year, be on a very concrete level needs to go for the first mobilization steps, because I don't count in circular
1 minute remains
so much. And I have suggested some focal points for contacting our member sections, like the ISOC chamber, ISOC chapters. I suggested Jure for this task. I suggested Annette and myself for reaching out to the German ALSs. We have more than 9 at the moment for the ALSs in Austria, in Switzerland. I could also, together with I don't know, Sebastian or Olivier try in France. We have ISOC France and we have e-seniors. In Italy we have 2 members, ISOC Inclusive, in Spain, etc. And I suggested Oksana for the Eastern European members, besides mobilizing our individuals I've mentioned here. And I suggested staff for the consumer orgs Slovenia and Greece, as I've mentioned already at the beginning of this call under the action items. I'm aware that Heidi has some special contacts to consumer orgs, and probably Heidi can be of help for this. This is, as I said before, just a first a draft of a success suggestion. In March, we have to latest we have to sort out responses, And then we have with staff and I can constituency travel to organize the travel support. And we will have a first Eurodic preparation meeting in Lisbon at the end of January. I will have a look on the spot in Lisbon in January to verify and find a reasonable priced hotel where we can make early reservations, hopefully for some favorable rates, where we can bring all and accommodate all the ALS representatives at the spot. And this phases, January, February, March, will be, in my opinion, the most important and decisive one, really to remobilize our members. And my aim is to get at least 80% of our members mobilized for joining us at the next General Assembly in Lisbon. So, according to the list, these are my suggestions. You are welcome for any further comments. And I would like to have this draft of a planning rediscussed either on the list afterwards in between our next monthly call to December. And I think we should approve this planning roughly in December that we can continue with the work that needs to be done from January onwards. Are there any questions?
Wolf, this is Heidi.
Yes, please.
Yes, just a quick question. Just to confirm, I think that you've already discussed it, but to confirm that Urala will also try to organize a reception and maybe an outreach event combined?
A reception, well, it could be a good idea at the end of the General Assembly to invite the wider Eurodic community to join us for a reception or a cocktail party or whatsoever after the General Assembly, and to combine this with an outreach. This is actually a very good idea. If this can be done, not, well, costing too much, it's a great idea, and it would be a best opportunity. Because I'm confident that a lot of people may already arrive in the evening before the opening of the Eurodic, and therefore we could circulate this invitation via the Eurodic mailing list. And I think it's really something we should further discuss and consider, and if approved, organize. But we should possibly add this suggestion and idea, Heidi, to the master plan.
Okay, so Sylvia, if you could add that as an additional item to the master plan, please.
Sure, will you?
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions regarding this master plan? Plan, etc. Maybe some or most of you first need to see it in detail or need to digest it a little bit. If there are any first ideas, like the idea from Heidi, to be added to this, especially under the outreach perspective, for me the main focus for this next General Assembly was in reach. Because I like to discuss outreach activities But my first priority at the moment is to improve our inreach, to succeed with the remobilization of our existing members, and the face-to-face meeting in Lisbon will be a sort of lackmus test for Euralo as such, whether we will be able to remotivate, to remobilize our existing members, to get them together, to create some new dynamics, etc., to increase participation of our membership, etc. And Lisbon will be, in my opinion, the next and one of the last opportunities for this. If we won't succeed with this, we will be really in trouble, etc. And inreach, under this consideration, is my first priority, but if we can combine it with an outreach event at the end of the General Assembly, it's a great combination, and both ideas go very well together. I see Oksana's hand raised here. Please.
Thank you very much, Wolf. I have 3 points to draw your attention to them. First of all, financial support for participants. How many participants can we invite from the non-traditional ALS, which are participating in every teleconference or every general assembly? Second one is about 10th ALAC anniversary. It was really amazing, and we have to support this spirit and this idea. And the third one is awareness raising and education literacy. What information, for example, Russian-speaking internet users need most of all in Russian language? Thank you very much.
Okay, let me... yes, you may have seen in the chat rooms that Heidi posted an information that Narolo received 3 ALS applications from their General Assembly outreach activities. The last one in Toronto, what is magnificent, I think, and a very good result. Informally, let me just tell you that as a consequence from the ALEC anniversary event in Prague, we at least have another ALS applicant in the pipeline. I rediscussed it in Toronto. I have it already on my computer. I didn't forward it because they asked me for a verification because they have still some open questions, and I still hope that we will have another applicant at the end of this year already. And of course it would be great if we organize a face-to-face General Assembly in Lisbon in summer next year. One of the key goals would be to attract more interested organizations, etc., from the Eurodic border community, etc., or from the host country, etc., because we are still missing members from Portugal, what is still a wide spot. Unfortunately, this doesn't work very well with the Swedish host country, this year, where Olivier and I, and I think others, had a lot of talks with local organizations from Sweden, etc., but they were rather hesitant towards ICANN, what is another issue to be discussed, but outreach is the main objective. To answer Oksana's question, the funding so far is for existing certified ALSs. So all our members listed until the end of year, certified until the end of year, or even to my memory, if there will be an applicant with high chances to be certified at the beginning of next year, they will be all invited to send one representative per ALS who will be funded. We have a budget, to my memory, of around $25,000, what is not too much. This calculation was made according to my previous experiences from Paris and from Mexico City. About 80% of our members showed up upon funded invitation. So out of the 33 we have at the moment, deducting the dead ducks, makes around 30. From 30, so I count in a best case scenario with about 25 to 26 members who may be interested and motivated to join us in Lisbon. So with this calculation, 25 to 26, and the budget we have, we can organize, if we start as early as possible, we can organize cheap travel because there are EasyJet flights from all over Europe to Lisbon. And I will try my best to organize a reasonable priced hotel accommodation, etc. So even with a limited budget, we can manage. But we cannot manage it on a favorable basis, starting very late. It's getting more and more expensive. But if we start early next year, then we have good chances to finance as many participants from our members as possible. Is your question answered by this, Oksana?
Yes, great. Thank you very much.
But we cannot fund any non-certified, etc. members.
Yes, I understand.
This may be
about the existing participants, but who don't participate every month in our teleconference calls and our everyday activity.
No, this is not a condition for invitation to... Lisbon. We had something similar before Mexico City when we conducted a survey regarding the agenda setting of the summit we organized in Mexico, and we said, okay, to have your entry ticket for the user summit and the general assembly, you must participate in the survey. This could be something else, but I would not put the entrance barrier too high at the moment. This could be very risky for having a lot of participation in Lisbon. So I would be, at this stage, be rather soft, invite them and convince them that we have to... get together and we have to discuss in detail, and it should not be only this formal type of general assembly. There should be a content part where I would like to discuss with the members about motivation, about the interest in ICANN, etc., how we can improve our attraction for our members, etc. But the programming part comes after the mobilization.
Great.
Okay, are there any further questions? We are already more than 15 minutes behind the schedule. As I said before, this was just a short introduction into the planning, and it's still a draft, as you can see from the from our workspace, and I'm pleased to receive any further suggestions to improve this planning schedule and the milestones, etc. And we have to take a bit more time at our next call in December. I think we at least need about 20 minutes for it to go through it point by point, as we did before for the organization of the at-large anniversary event in Prague, and then finally to approve it in December to start with the hard work in January. First a question, I see no hand raised in the Adobe Connect so far. Is there anything for any further, any other business? If this is not the case, let me thank you, all of you, for your participation at our November monthly calls. And I am looking forward for your suggestions regarding our planning, etc. And I think there is a lot of work waiting for us next year, because we have a huge challenge in front of us, revitalizing our regional at-large organization and including the majority of our members more than we could do over the last 2 years. So thanks everybody, and I wish you a good night. Thanks to at-large staff for your kind assistance as always, and anything else we can exchange via our mailing list. Thanks and good night.
Thanks everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you, and good night.